We all find ourselves glued to our phones, laptops, even video gaming systems. What are people spending so much of their precious time looking at? Here's the answer. Social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. We are immersed in a tech universe. However, is this captivation by social media a choice, or is it addiction? In other words, are tech companies engineering social media sites in a way that will get people hooked? Let's see what Anderson Cooper and former tech engineer Tristan Harris have to say about it.
What you do is you make it so when someone pulls a lever, sometimes they get a reward, an exciting reward. And it turns out that this design technique can be embedded inside of all these products.
The rewards Harris is talking about are a big part of what makes smartphones so appealing. The chance of getting likes on Facebook and Instagram, cute emojis and text messages, and new followers on Twitter.
There's a whole playbook of techniques that get used to get you using for the product for as long as possible.
Interesting. So tech companies are not only programming technology, they're essentially programming people. Of course, many people will think, these are adults. They should be responsible and held accountable for the decisions they make. But how does this sentiment change when the individuals being brain hacked are teenagers? Or even worse, children? In the following clip, Anderson Cooper refers to a study conducted by the National Institute of Health on the effects of screen time on children.
Based on her data and the results from other studies, Dr. Baggett is among scientists who believe screen time stimulates the release of the brain chemical dopamine, which has a pivotal role in cravings and desire.
So you're more likely to act impulsively and use social media compulsively instead of like checking yourself.
So something as fun and quote-unquote harmless as social media has the potential to essentially rewire the minds of youth by affecting brain chemistry. Dopamine is the same chemical release when people do drugs such as cocaine. Could you imagine the uproar if adolescents across the nation were regularly snorting cocaine? So, why are we not as concerned about the effects of social media? Many might say, well, isn't that the responsibility of the parent to limit their child's time spent online? This is often, among other things in life, easier said than done. Furthermore, the authoritative approach and simply taking the device away does not always serve as the best solution to this addiction. Dr. Delaney Rustin gives insight on the issue of screen time and how to handle it from a parent's perspective.
Well, I think one thing that really helped me to start to be a better parent around this is to learn that the dopamine that's secreted in the brain's pleasure center when we get new bits of information and we look at the screens, that center of the brain is most activated when we're kids and we're teenagers. So knowing that they are so pulled into these in a way that we can't even understand has made me not be as angry at them, but realize there's a lot more I need to do as in my parenting.
You could just yell at your kids to get off their phones, but it won't work. There's no doubt that the greedy tech companies will continue to push us towards more screen time. Perhaps the solution to this issue involves open communication and actual parenting. There are some positive aspects of social media. If used the right way, social media can be very helpful for networking and seeing what is going on in the world. However, too much of a good thing can easily turn into a bad thing. Thank you.